Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, cherished listeners of IRIB English Radio, through a transformative experience. I'm Zainab, your host on Islamic upbringing. Let's embark on a journey into the depths of raising children in line with Islamic values. Our experts' answers are rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will illuminate your path. So today in our studio we have with us a guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you, and to all the listeners, inshallah, my salams to all of you.
Well, Brother Miqdad, you're giving us very important tips how to strengthen the faith in our children. You said first comes the family life, which should be stable, which should be making sure as parents that children have that environment, they have that tranquility, they have that stability, they are respected, they feel loved. And then you said instilling habits, you said, requires efforts. It does not happen overnight, or it's not a process of like, it's not going to be that miraculous. Parents need to do efforts. And even if it takes many weeks and then parents feel like they're failing, they should not get disappointed, because it's a time taking process and they should be doing their efforts patiently. What they should be taking care of while instilling these habits is a lot of lenience, not to pressurize their children. There should be no force, and they should be acting very, very patiently.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, that's a very good summary of our previous discussion. So we were talking about this important aspect of instilling habits with patience in relation to the different aspects of the religion, the outer form of our actions. We talked about leniency. It's very important to realize that when we come about leniency, we don't mean a type of leniency that allows a child to then become spoiled or to always adopt the easy way. In fact, quite the contrary. One of the things that we need to realize is that we need to create in a child this idea or this attitude, I would say, that we don't take the easy path. And so when we're creating these habits, when it comes to, for example, waking up for Salat al-Fajr or wearing the hijab on summer days, for example, these habits, although we instill them with leniency, in a way that doesn't allow a heavy burden to come on them that they can't bear, but it also has to come with an idea that, look, it's difficult, but we do difficult things, and we're not scared of doing things that we're not too comfortable with, or that seem difficult, or that reduce our level of pleasure,
right,
or a bit of luxury. And this comes with a very important set of things that we need to do in our family life, in a generally, is that we always should try to avoid pampering ourselves too much. Ourselves, okay, and also our children as well.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel that certain families, especially families that are well-to-do and in the West, for example, because of all the technology advancement and the way societies are run today, everything is at the tip of the finger.
Right.
And we've become very, for a better word, lazy, right?
Yes.
Not ready to take on difficulties, not ready to bear suffering or pain. We kind of, We're scared of pain. We're scared of difficulties. We can't fathom the idea that it's possible for us to be in a situation where we're going to be stuck, or we're going to be in a moment where it's difficult and uncomfortable. And this is something we need to change in our lives. How to do so, I'll mention very briefly.
Right. So let's take a short break. And the audience, love yourselves. In fact, allow your wisdom to sink in. Join us again as we return to explore further on how to instill unwavering faith in our children.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. English Radio at irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. Brother Miqdad is with us, helping us with the beautiful points. How do parents instill faith in their children? And we're talking about the point instilling habits with patience. And Brother Miqdad is exploring in this topic.
So how do we create this very important aspect or attitude or ideology, however you want to call it, that we don't take the easy path? We're happy and actually quite comfortable taking sometimes difficult decisions and ready to bear the pain and the consequences and the suffering that come with it. In fact,
can parents do that by using the examples like we often see our children really like the stories of the superheroes who face difficult things with courage, who are always ready to face any kind of difficulty. They really like such stories, and parents can give examples like right after seeing such movies.
Perhaps, but better examples than these superheroes are the real superheroes of Islam, or generally even of mankind, which are the noble personalities that we see throughout history.
Exactly.
First and foremost, the prophets themselves, and how much they went through difficulties. And then the Ahlul Bayt, and obviously at the top, at the pinnacle of the story of the Ahlul Bayt is Karbala and Imam al-Hussein and the tragedy of the day of Ashura.
Right.
These are very important role models. These teach us and teach our children that life in general comes with difficulties.
Right.
Now, sometimes we do this when it comes to business, when it comes to earning money, right? One of the things that you'll find mentors teaching mentees is that you won't get rich if you don't work hard, right? Which is true, which is a very important motto to have. But we need to realize that what we're saying to them is only one way, is that if you work hard, you'll become rich. And why do I want to become rich? Because I want to be lazy. I want to be living a luxurious life, a life without pain, a life without. And so you come back to the same point. You haven't solved the problem. You've just told them that you'll have to suffer a little bit, but then you'll be happy after that in this world. We want to teach our children, no, this entire life
is a struggle.
Is a struggle. Our whole life is a struggle.
Have to teach them the techniques of how to struggle.
Exactly. You have to go through them how to deal with painful moments, how to deal with difficult moments. But this understanding that, look, life is difficult and we're not there to choose the easy way. And the ease and the pleasure and the happiness is not for this world. It's for the world
exactly. That
will come after this.
Right.
How do we install that? Obviously, you don't want to start with this kind of discussion with children. This is something that has...
That you should have the knowledge of yourself as
yes.
a parent.
How we do it for us is, firstly, we don't pamper our children too much. That's mm-hmm. very important, right? Allow children to bear some difficulties that are very normal to bear, right? For example, when you have a cold, right? Sometimes you find that a child gets a very simple cold or a flu, right? And parents want to keep them at home. No, you can't go to school. You can't go to the park. You'll get injured. This will happen. Allow the child to kind of be like, if I'm a bit ill, it's okay. I can be a bit ill. I can have a runny nose. But I still need to go to school.
Right.
I still need to do my homework, right?
Right.
Don't always opt the easy way. I know it's done out of pity. Like, I feel bad for my child. I feel, and especially for moms, right? For mothers,
right.
It's very difficult. Like, the child's suffering is their own suffering, right? But it's important to realize that, look, it's okay if you're feeling pain, but you have to do a bit of homework.
Right.
It's not because we're a bit ill that life will stop.
So stop pampering. So, dear listeners, let's take a deep breath and relax. The forthcoming segment will continue our enlightening discussion on nurturing faith in our children. We'll be back before you know it.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we're discussing how to instill faith in our children. And Brother Miqdad said there are some points he'll be guiding us through. And Brother Miqdad talked about family life, and now we're talking about instilling habits with patience. Brother Miqdad, you said before going to the break that we should stop pampering even ourselves and as well as our children, because life is full of difficulties. We as parents got to be making sure that we teach our children the ways how they face the struggles of life.
Another way to really create this idea is also, for example, to go through life experiences without luxury. So for example, when you go on holiday, it's nice to go on a nice 5-star hotel holiday, but sometimes go on a camping trip.
Okay.
Right? Where you have to kind of deal with mosquitoes, you have the bathroom facilities are not always the best, you have to cook your own food, like a barbecue, for example, you have to make your own fire. These things teach children kind of that food is not always on there available in demand, right?
Right.
Or on demand. And you have to go through a bit of struggle to get your own things going. And this is very important. So when we do these things, these kind of travels, or for example, another example is Arba'in, right? When you go to Arba'in for the Ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it's difficult, right? It's hot. The facilities are not always the best. But these things really build a child. They build a child in a way that we're happy to face a bit of difficulties, because we've got a higher goal. Or for example, doing chores at home, right? Don't allow children to say, like, today I'm tired, I don't want to clean up my room, right? It's not an excuse. I know it's difficult, I know you're tired, but cleaning your room has to be done. It's part of the things that we need to
do
at home.
Do it half an hour later, but do it.
Exactly. Again, I emphasize, the leniency has to be there, right? Allow a child to have the excuse, or sometimes if really there is a valid excuse not to do it. The leniency has to be there. But at the same time, we need to create a balance that we don't allow that leniency to topple into...
Make them lazy.
Making them lazy, making them feel that everything has to be done by others, and we can just put our legs up and we only do things that we like to do, or we only do things that are easy. When we've done this, then when it comes to the prayer, for example, you can say, look, the prayer is not necessarily easy. The prayer is not necessarily something I like to do. But I've trained myself and I've taught myself that what? That I do things because God said so. Not because it's easy only, or not because it's something that it is in accordance to my own luxury, my own pleasure, and my own criteria. Same for the hijab. It's summer, it's hot. A child who's spoiled will be like, it's hot, I don't feel like wearing it, I'll take it off, right? But if you taught your child and you've created this mindset that we're happy to do difficult things And what's important for us is why we're doing things and the goal behind it, right? And the habits that we've created has made us in a way that we're happy to go through uncomfortable moments or difficult moments or painful moments. And therefore, wearing the hijab right now, even though I don't like it, I still will do it because God said so.
Right. Thank you so much, Brother McDowell, for being with us and for that insightful discussion. The listeners, our conversation on instilling faith in our children is far from over. So stay tuned with us in the upcoming sessions for more important discussions on this important topic. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.